The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack, and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I want to talk about a Beatles song called We Can Work It Out. This song was requested by Nikki, and it's a great song, so I'm delighted to talk about it. The lyrics are not very complicated, and when I first looked at them, I wasn't sure there was much for an upper intermediate learner. But looking closer, there are some useful phrases. I have found 8 useful phrases, and although the vocabulary might seem pretty common, the uses are quite advanced. Let me start by reading you the first verse, and then I'll look at the language. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. Okay, there are 3 useful phrases in this first verse. The first is to see something someone's way. If you see or look at something from another person's way, it means you imagine what they must think or feel about the situation. Try to see it my way is an imperative. It's an instruction or a strong request. Try to see it my way. This almost sounds like he's begging. Try to see it my way. Try to understand this situation from my perspective, from my point of view. The next line is a question. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? To go on means to continue. In positive sentences, it means the same as carry on. If someone's telling you a story and they stop at an interesting bit, you can say, please, go on. However, I think that this phrasal verb is more commonly used in negative statements. I can't go on anymore. I'm too tired, too sick, too angry. I can't go on. In the song, Paul sings, do I have to keep on talking till I can't go on? Because I'm too tired or I've lost my voice. The next line has the same form as the first line but swapped around. While you see it your way. This mirrors the first line and it's much less common, but the use means the same thing. To see something from someone's perspective or point of view. The final line in the verse has the phrase, run the risk. The risk means the possibility or chance of something bad happening. In the song, the bad thing is losing their love. The full phrase is run the risk, which emphasizes the activity. If you buy a second-hand car, you run the risk of buying a car with a lot of problems. We also say take a risk, which is generally more positive. Adventurous people take risks bravely. Stupid people run risks recklessly or carelessly. I should also point out the form is different. You run the risk of something bad if you do something dangerous. Note that the risk is explained. It's always the risk of something happening. When you use take, you simply take a risk if you do something dangerous. In the chorus, the same line is repeated twice. We can work it out. Normally, to work something out means to solve a puzzle or find a solution to a problem. Are you stuck on the crossword? Yes, I can't work out the last answer. When a couple says they're trying to work things out or work it out, it means they're trying to improve their relationship. In the song, Paul is singing, "We can work it out." We can solve the problems in our relationship, if you would just try to see things from my perspective. Let's look at the second verse.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong, and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight, or say goodnight. I'm not sure if it's necessary to talk about this first line. Think of means consider. It would be more common to say think about in this situation. Think of is normally used to mean remember or try to call to mind, and I think it's most commonly used in the negative. I can't think of anything. What should we do today? I don't know. I can't think of anything to do. Did anything strange happen to you yesterday? I can't think of anything. In the last line in this verse, Paul uses the phrase, get it straight. To get something straight means to make something clear. That is, make sure the people involved understand what's happening. This is normally through reaching an agreement. It's probably most common in the phrase, let me get this straight, which we use before restating the situation to make sure that everyone agrees. Let me get this straight. You're saying you were home all night. If we can't get it straight, then we will have to say good night. Normally, we say good night at the end of the day before someone goes to sleep. In this situation, it means it's the end. It's what people say on TV at the end of a late night program. Good night. We're finished. After the second chorus, there's a really nice middle bit that goes, "Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I've always thought that it's a crime, so I'll ask you once again." Fussing and fighting. Fuss is normally a noun, and we use it in the phrase make a fuss. This means getting worked up and worried about something. If we say someone is making a fuss, it's implied that we don't think they have a good reason to be so worried. Stop making a fuss. It's just a little accident. You'll be fine. To fuss about something means to get worked up and worried, or nervous and excited about something. It's not commonly used as a verb. I think you should be a little careful with the word because it's often used by men in a sexist way. Men sometimes belittle or put down the concerns of women by saying they are fussing or making a fuss. The last phrase I want to look at is from the last verse. "Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance we might fall apart before too long. Time will tell." This phrase means you will discover in the future. We will have to wait to find out if I'm right. It's quite poetic, so I think it's usually used for big decisions. Decisions that take some time for the consequences to be realised. For shorter future speculation, we say we will have to wait and see. So perhaps you're baking a cake and you didn't have enough egg, so you tried adding some milk. In this instance, you'd have to say, "We'll have to wait and see if the cake's any good." But if you do something more significant, like buy a house, you could say, "Time will tell if this was a good purchase, if we made the right decision." So there are 8 useful phrases and items of vocabulary from the song We Can Work It Out. Nikki has requested another Beatles song, which I'll take a look at next week. But if anyone else has a request for a song or a scene from a film, please let me know in the comments section on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Remember, there is a webpage for this podcast on Learn English Vocabulary, where you'll find the transcript and some language activities to test yourself to see if you've learned the vocabulary from this podcast. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. So please visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.